Hey, is Daniel there?
What can I do for you?
Hey, Daniel, this is Joe with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
All right.
Good. Just wanted to touch base with you. I just want to make sure you got my email with the list of things I need for your application.
Yeah, I did. I just don't get a bank statement from nobody.
You don't have bank statements?
I do. I just don't get them out.
Oh, okay. Why is that? I need that for your application to see what your cash flow looks like.
I don't know where they're going to and who's looking at them. And then I have to look at, you know, nowadays everything's EFT. So I got all my names of my vendors on there and things like that. So I just don't do it. So
okay.
To local bank now. If, I mean, if somebody's going to look at my bank statement, it might as well be my bank.
Okay. Well, the thing is, I mean, if you feel more comfortable with it, you can cross out your account number and all that. I'm not here to steal your money or sell your information or anything like that.
I just don't send bank statements nowhere.
Okay. Is there a reason, like, you know, is it because of your vendors' names and all that you don't want me to see?
Well, that's one of them. I mean, I just never have and never will.
Okay. Well, are you trying to apply? Do you have a plan B to get the money you need then?
Yeah, I have an appointment Monday with my bank, with the loan officer at my local bank.
Okay.
So if somebody's going to look at it, it must be them. I mean, they don't normally look at it. It's all on the computer. They have no need to look at it, but on a normal basis, so, but I'll go over there and get my authorization, pull everything up, and let them go with it.
Okay, do you already have like, a line of credit with them?
No, that's why I got for it set up.
Okay, well, here's the thing, is, like, trying to get a line of credit from your bank is going to be a lot longer than just applying with us. I mean, I'm not going to do anything with your bank statements or anything like that. I mean, you can look us up on internet. We deal with customers all over the states. And
I just don't get them out.
Okay. Well, how about this? Can you give me the total per month that you have for your remaining balance?
Well, with the phone, or you want the bank statements? Yes, I'm saying I don't give out bank statements.
Well, if you don't let me see your bank statement, can you at least tell me what your balances are like? That way I can even tell you if you qualify for anything.
Well, we normally keep around 10,000, but that's just, you know, in case we need it. I don't keep much more in there because, you know, don't need to.
Okay, so your remaining balances for the last few months has been 10,000.
In my checking account, you're right.
Okay. How about this? Can you send over? Okay. Do you take credit cards at your company?
Well, I do through PayPal, yes.
Do you pay PayPal? Okay. Can you send me those statements?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
That'd be bank statements. That's financial statements.
I mean,
that's bank.
Okay. Okay. Well, how can I? What can I do to make you feel at ease that I'm not going to do anything with your statements?
Well, nothing. I mean, I'm not going to. You know, it's just I'm not going to. You know, send them out. I don't issue them.
Okay. How about this? After you have your meeting with your local bank on Monday, see what they say and see how long it's going to take them to, you know, process everything and get you an approval. And if you can get an approval, because here's the thing, if besides your local bank, every other, you know, options that you have out there, everyone's going to have to look at your, you know, your processing and everything like that in order to give you a loan that makes sense for your business. Because we have to look at it to see what 10% of, we only want to take 10% out of your, or give you 10% loan from your bank statement, and that's why we have to take a look at it. So I can, do you want me to give you a call, you know, like after you have a meeting with your bank,
well,
and see what they can say to you?
I won't be giving out bank statements, so, you know, I'll just, we'll find another avenue. I just don't give out bank statements.
Okay.
We have three local banks in our town, so if one doesn't do it, I'll go to another one. You know, no big deal. I got collateral, so I ain't worried about that, so.
Okay, but why would you want to put anything up for collateral, though?
Do what now?
I said, why would you want to put anything up for collateral?
Because I don't want to get bank statements out. I just don't do that.
Okay, so you'd rather put something up for collateral where they can take your stuff?
Well, it's 4,000 people. Everybody knows everybody's business. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. I'm just trying to give you the... I'm just trying to, you know, see what I can do for you, because here's the thing, like, you know, if you want to grow your business and get the money that you need for your inventory, you got to take advantage of it right away.
Right, but I'm not giving out bank statements.
Okay. Have you, in the past when you needed extra money, how did you get it?
I just applied it. You know, OnDeck and Cabbage, neither one required bank statements. So, like I said, I've never, ever sent out bank statements.
Okay, OnDeck and Cabbage, they never asked for your bank statements?
Nope. Just went online.
What did they get from you then?
My checking account number so they could make withdrawals.
Uh-huh. I mean, when they gave you the... Okay, well, what about when they gave you the approval, like, when you applied, what did they need from you then?
Just my federal tax ID and, you know, just that kind of information.
Okay, so they didn't ask for any kind of ways to approve your income?
Nope.
That's odd. They're one of our...
different than Discover Card or Visa or anybody other American Express person.
Uh-huh.
Your Dish or Direct or AT&T or Verizon, they don't ask the banks. They
but AT&T doesn't give you money. They take your money.
Well, they're giving you money. Trust me, I'm a Dish dealer. And if I go out and put four rooms in your house, I got over $1,000 just in equipment in your house. Bank out and any of the labor and everything, which I'm on line for. Okay?
Okay.
And it's, you know, somebody could have that for 2 months and then stop payment and move and not tell anybody. They said it's gone. Okay, you're out that money. And you say it's only $1,000, so. Well, if you do that times X amount of homes, yeah, it adds up pretty quick. You can check.
Okay, all right. Well, how about this? When do you need, like, you know, we talked about you buying inventory. When do you need it by?
Well, I like to have it on hand because a lot of times this time of year, there are a lot of these distributors and stuff trying to clear their decks.
Right.
Some other types of merchandise, and they'll put some good prices on it. You get a third plus off, that's extra, you know, margin for yourself.
Okay.
As soon as you have it,
strike
with iron's hot. If it's you know, send an email out saying, hey, we got X amount of these pieces left at this price. First come, first dibs.
Exactly. You want to make sure to have it there.
Right. You want to have the money at the time to take advantage of that.
Right. Okay. So, okay, and then since Cabbage, you said Cabbage and OnDeck, you've applied with them before. Did you try to apply with them this time?
I can again, I guess. Might as well.
Yeah, because
Monday, I might do it with them. I mean, go back to the well. I just had your thing came across. It just, no big deal.
Yeah, because the thing is, if you don't feel comfortable sending me the banks, in order for me to see it, you know, what goes in, what goes out. If you apply for a cap, because we have better deals than Cabbage and OnDeck, because for them, they only have working capital, whereas for us, we have many different programs. We're one of the few banks that actually does working capital, so we borrow money at a lower rate. So if you get an approval from Cabbage or OnDeck, since they don't need your bank statements, you can just send that over to us, and we can beat the deal for you. And if you get a deal from your local bank, you can also send over that offer. Because then that way, I don't have to take a look at your banks because they don't require it. And then you'll still get a better deal from us.
We'll see.
Okay. I'll just follow up with you on Monday. What time is your appointment with your bank?
Monday morning.
Monday morning. Okay. So I guess I'll just give you a ring maybe like Monday afternoon, late afternoon, see how everything is going. Touch base. Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, Daniel.
All right.
Bye.